It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Do stay tuned at 1 o'clock for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, and that's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. We're going to start off this hour with music from John Lee Hooker.
The way you walk, I'm crazy about your walk. I love the way you walk. You my baby, I got my eyes on you. I like the way you sweat. 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 You my babe, I got my eyes on you. You got dimples in your jaw. 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 You my babe, I got my eyes on you. I got my eyes on you. Thank you.
was to leave my baby, 'cause she treat me so unkind.
From 1966, John Mayall and the Blues Breakers with Eric Clapton. Clapton, of course, on guitar and on vocal on that particular track. It said that was the first vocal he ever put down on wax. Not sure if that's true or not, but that's what it said. And that, of course, was the old Robert Johnson tune, Rambling on My Mind. Johnson recorded that one back in, November of 1936. Before we heard John Mayall with Eric Clapton, we heard John Lee Hooker doing a version of Dimples. Some of you may feel it's a familiar melody. It's been used a bit in marketing a certain drug on television these days. Anyway, we just heard Mayall and Clapton doing a Robert Johnson tune. We're going to turn to Johnson himself. The same day he recorded Rambling on My Mind back in 1936, he recorded this next tune.
And it won't sail on somewhere. Yeah, the sea got a pornograph, but it won't sail on somewhere. What evil have I done? What evil has the poor girl done? But yeah, I broke my winding chain. Yeah, did I love my pornograph? And yeah, I broke my winding chain. And you've taken my loving and give it to your man. Now we played it on the sofa now. We played inside the wall. My needles have got rusty, baby. It will not play at all. We played it on the surfer. And we played inside the wall. But my needles have got rusty. And it will not play at all.
If the day was Christmas Eve, if the day was Christmas Eve, Lord, if today was Christmas Eve, tomorrow was Christmas Day. All I need is my little sweet woman to pass the time away.
Rogers from his 1990 release, Blues on the Range, is the title of the disc. That was his rendition of Hellhound on My Trail, a Robert Johnson tune. And, of course, we heard Robert Johnson prior to hearing Roy Rogers. We heard Robert Johnson from 1936 doing Phonograph Blues. Johnson had based his Hellhound on My Trail, one that Rogers just recorded off an old Skip James tune called Devil Got My Woman. James recorded that one in 1931. James was a very interesting artist, one of the most unique to record during that particular period. And although his recordings didn't sell very well, largely because of the depression, his music was very well noticed by a lot of other musicians. Robert Johnson, a case in point, but quite a few others. He ended up, Skip James disappeared from the music scene more or less for many, many years. He was rediscovered back in 1963, the summer of 63, where he very quickly took the stage at one of the Newport Folk Festivals. Interesting guy. His music is very ethereal in many respects. And he was somewhat of a misanthrope. I'll give you a little sample of the liner notes of this next disc. talking about Skip James. He was, quote, solitary, secretive person who never had his own family, regarded women with suspicious contempt, and was seemingly wary of the entire human race, several members of which he had coolly eliminated in shootouts. He was mistrustful of merriment. Once he passed a caravan of cars departing from a wedding, when he heard the honking, he said with no attempt at humor, "Bet you won't hear that when they get divorced." His bleak outlook made his blues songs a natural outlet for him. Here is Skip James from 1931.
I turn yon everywhere you go. Times it harder than ever been before. And our people are drifting from door to door. Can't find no heaven, I don't care where they go. Let me tell you people, just before I go, these hard times will kill you just dry long so. When you hear me singing my lonesome song, these hard times can last us so very long. If I ever get off this killing floor, I'll never get down this low no more. No, 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 no. I'll never get down this low no more. And you say you had money, you better be sure. Don't these hard times will drive you from door to door.
Support for Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
Woke up this morning, I looked round for my shoes. You know I had those mean old walking blues, yeah. Woke up this morning, I looked round for my shoes. Well, I had those mean old walking blues. Some people tell me that worried blues ain't bad. It's the worst old feeling I've ever had, yeah. People tell me that worried blues ain't bad. It's the worst old feeling, ooh, child, I ever had. Brooks run to the ocean, man. Ocean runs to the sea. If I don't find my baby, gone, bury me, yeah. Went to the ocean, and the ocean went to the sea. shoes. Yeah, if I don't find my baby, oh yeah, baby. Days since my baby started blowing down waves, yeah. Minutes seem like hours, and hours seem like days. Since my baby started low down waves, I woke up this morning, people, I looked round for my shoes. You know I had those mean old walking blues, yeah. Woke up this morning, I looked round for my shoes.
From the mid-1960s in Chicago, that was a Paul Butterfield blues band with Walkin' Blues, the old Robert Johnson number. Before we heard Butterfield's band, we heard Skip James, who was a source of a number of melodies and arrangements for some of Robert Johnson tunes. We heard Skip James from 1931 doing his very well-known Hard Time Killing Floor Blues. The Paul Butterfield Blues Band was really, really hot back in the mid-1960s, and for a few years thereafter, Butterfield was a lead vocalist, played blues harp. Mike Bloomfield was a lead guitarist, and he was really hot at the time. We're going to listen to an example of his guitar playing, an instrumental he did on the Super Session album with Al Cooper on keys. The song is called Albert Shuffle. It may not totally stand the test of time, and some regards may sound dated in parts, but it does give a very good idea of just how talented Mike Bloomfield was. Albert Shuffle.
Thank you.
Michael Bloomfield and Al Kooper from the album Super Session. Again, this from 1968, and that was a year that Electric Flag broke up. It hadn't been together very long, and that was a band, of course, founded by Michael Bloomfield after he left the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. Both Bloomfield and Butterfield had serious substance abuse problems. Michael Bloomfield died at the age of 46 from a drug overdose, and Butterfield also died in his 1940s. He struggled quite a bit with drug and alcohol abuse himself. There was another guitarist in the Paul Butterfield Blues Band that, like his bandmates, or at least two of them, Sam Lay did very well too, the drummer. But unlike Butterfield and Bloomfield, this guitarist didn't succumb. He's still at it. And we're talking about Elvin Bishop, originally from Tulsa, Oklahoma. He went to Chicago to go to school and ended up in the blues. We're going to listen to Elvin from one of many discs and albums he's had out over the years. It's from 1991. Here is Elvin Bishop on guitar and vocals with a number called Murder in the First.
Lipstick or the powder on her face. Just a knowledge of the weakness in the whole human race. Murder. Murder in the first degree. Somebody please come and get this woman. She's killing me. Now she's a good size 12, but she wears a size 9. Woman ain't got nothing but destruction on her mind. She's murder, murder in the first degree. Somebody please come and get her. She's killing me. Sunday morning, standing way up on a hill. Took a good look. Oh boy, what a thrill. She's murder. Murder in the first degree. Somebody come and get this woman. She's killing me. Now her love is so strong till I can't stand the test. Please, somebody get me out of this mess. Murder. Murder in the first degree. Woo! Somebody call 911. She's killing me.
You can call and look. kid's car and I'm around town. Tell everybody you're not putting him down. But oh, look at what y'all do. You can call him what you want. I'll call him nothing but the... I gotta go to New York.
From 1993, that was Junior Wells on blues harp and vocals from his disc Better Off with the Blues, one of his signature tunes, Messing with a Kid. He had with him on guitars on one channel his old friend, Buddy Guy, on the other channel, Rico McFarlane. Before we heard Junior Wells, we heard Elvin Bishop from his disc Don't Let the Boss Man Get You Down, Bishop from 1991, doing a number called Murder in the First. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to Buddy Guy. We've been, the last few weeks, we've been playing tracks from his latest two-disc set, Rhythm and Blues. Here is Buddy Guy from that set doing a number called Too Damn Bad.
Baby, when you left, you had your bags all packed. Now you change your mind and you want me back. I say it's too damn bad. We'll be right back.
willing to listen to what I have to say. Better be in shape when you come my way. Cause I'm a hard-loving mama, healthy, firm, and fine. If you mess around with me, I know I can make you mine. You may be a playboy, handsome and free, but there'll be no more playing if you play around with me. Cause I'm a hard-loving mama, healthy, firm. Comes to love and I know I'm the boss. I'm a hard loving mama, healthy, firm, and fine. If you mess around with me, I know I can make you mine. I'm a hard loving mama. Yes, I'm a hard loving mama.
Hard Lovin' Mama. That was Shirley Johnson from her album Killer Diller that came out in the year 2002, recorded in Chicago. And before we heard Shirley Johnson, we heard Buddy Guy from his latest two-disc set, Rhythm and Blues. Buddy Guy doing a number called Too Damn Bad. And we're going to stick with Chicago recordings, this time going back for a real classic from the year 1950. Here is Memphis Slim here on KRVS with Mother Earth. Mother Earth, Memphis Slim on piano and vocals. And that wraps up this edition of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in, and I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way at 1 o'clock on the program American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. That's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash, then at 7 p.m. tonight. Tune in to Big Band Swings and Other Things with Lee Kleinpeter. That's followed at 9 o'clock by Avalon Variety Hour, hosted by Joanna Devine, and then at 10 o'clock, Out on the Fringe with James Van Way. Programming here on KRVS is made possible in part from contributions from listeners like you, and also a grant for the corporation from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is public radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. If you'd like to support us and help us keep these programs going, you can pledge your financial support securely online at our website, krvs.org. A lot of interesting information also to be found on that website. So check us out on the web, krvs.org. To take us up to the top of the hour, Stevie Ray Vaughan on guitar with a little number called Stang's Swang. Have a great weekend. Thank you.